I call the Senate Finance Committee meeting to order. Today is Friday, May 4th, 2018, and the time is 9:37 a.m. Members present are Senators Machicki, Senators Olson, Senator Stevens. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning.
Anything to come before the committee before we begin? Seeing none, today's agenda is HB 306, PERS, TERS, Distributions, and HB 398, Corporation Tax Public Utility Income Allocation. We heard 306, PERS, TERS, Distribution on 425. We covered the fiscal note. We took public testimony all on 425. We did have a committee question. That letter is in everyone's packet. I know they've reviewed it. I'll just put this on the record, and if there's any questions of the department, just let me know, and we'll bring them up. But the question was, you asked whether the bill contained language addressing potential cost to the disbursement options to the bill, and I'll just cut down to the fourth sentence. Therefore, if the participant chooses an option other than a lump sum option, any cost associated with that option is borne by the participant and not the plan. Any questions from committee members? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader, Senator Machicki, have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, did we cover the fiscal note? Or
yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 306, version 30-GH2815/J from committee with the accompanying zero fiscal note and committee recommendations.
Take a brief at ease while we sign the committee packet. The next bill before us is HB 398, Corporation Tax Public Utility Income Allocation. Previous action, we heard this bill not too many days ago on 4/30/2018. We adopted a CS. We heard the public testimony. We revised the fiscal notes. We have an accompanying letter, again, on a question that we had from the committee. And that letter's in your file as well. I know you've all read that. It says which states have required public utilities to conform with the state standard apportionment formula. You've read that letter. They've responded in a timely fashion and have given us about a half a dozen states that they could put their finger on in a short order without doing a deep dive on state legislation and all state legislatures. So with that, I will like to bring Brody Anderson back up just to give us a brief bill recap and the questions in, if are any from committee members. So Brody, please come up, put yourself on the record, Mr. Anderson.
Thank you for the record. My name is Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Neil Foster. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of Senate Finance. A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, House Finance introduced HB 398 to eliminate a specific indirect expenditure. The bill would repeal an exemption requiring multi-state public utility corporations to follow the three-factor apportionment formula currently used for all other non-oil and gas corporations using Water's Edge reporting. That is in summary of what the bill does, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
Okay, R2-D2, may the force be with you. Is there questions from committee members on what the bill does, and are you satisfied with the answer, Mr. Majority Leader?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move House Bill 398, version 30-LS1231/Oscar from committee with the accompanying fiscal notes and committee recommendations.
Seeing no objections, the bill moves. We'll take a brief at ease while we sign the document. Back on the record, next meeting will be at 9:30, Monday at 9:30 a.m. We will update the agenda and let everyone know what's on the schedule. Any comments from committee members? Seeing none, we are adjourned at 9:40.